各位朋友早安。
Good morning, dear brothers and sisters and friends.
很高兴看到各位今天跟我们一起在教会能够来敬拜神。
I'm so happy to see everyone this morning that we can worship our God together.
在周四祷告会的时候
During our Thursday prayer meeting,
有人提到说，看到现在啊，许多人因为这个新冠病毒的散播啊，心中非常的忧虑。
Someone mentioned due to the coronavirus, there's a lot of anxiety and worry.
那可能很多人他们就是为了怕感染，所以不敢出门。
So a lot of people, because afraid to get infected by the virus, they're afraid to leave their home.
那我们就关心到这些人。
And we care for these people.
就说因为对于这些个病毒的不了解，并且对这种好像是很严重的这种疫情的感染的惧怕。
So due to the fear that they have or misunderstanding of this particular virus.
所以呢，就在自己在家里面，就刚刚主席 Peter 说禁足了。
So just as the chairman said that they restrict their movement.
Yeah, they self confine in their own homes. 那所以呢，呀，有些人就不来聚会了。
So then there are people that don't come to worship.
那有人就说，那长老啊，是不是主日的时候讲到的时候要提一提这种恐惧啊，对生命上面的恐惧，我们信主的人应该是可以把生命交托在他手中。
So it was brought up that the pastors should bring this topic up and how believers should handle situations like this and then how to deal with fear.
蛮好的提议。
It's a really good thing to bring up.
可是我一想。
But I thought about it.
今天你们都在这里。
And all of you are here.
所以你们不是那个恐惧不敢来聚会的人。
So all of you are not the ones that are fearful.
那如果讲到恐惧的事情，那些没有来的人听不见。
So if I talk about this, speak on this topic, the people that the message should be intended for are not here to hear it.
但是事实上，这种对生命上面的一种不安定的心或恐惧感，不是只有不信的人才有的。
But these feelings of anxiety or insecurity is not just for those unbelievers.
因为基督徒同样的，在生命上面受到威胁的时候，我们同样是有恐惧感的。
Because similarly, as Christians, when we face challenges or difficulties, we also have a sense of anxiety.
但是我们对人对事的看法和想法和做法是跟没有永生盼望的人是不一样的。
But then our thoughts and our actions and the decisions we make is different.From unbelievers.
所以呢，我就只是想要告诉弟兄姐妹们，我们自己是要小心提防。
So I just like to remind brothers and sisters that for us, yes, we need to be careful and be cautious.
但是呢，我们不要有无谓的这个忧虑。
But we shouldn't have worry or anxiety or baseless that are.Yeah, baseless worry or anxiety.
然后我们不要只是在防啊，在怕这些人。
So don't just be fearful of these people.
我们需要去为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
我们不但是为美国的人祷告，我们要为在中国的这些人祷告。
We not only pray for Americans, but also the people in China.
他们需要能够认识耶稣。
They need to know who Jesus is.
就算在他们的病痛，就算在这个疫情严重的地区，他们需要有一个永生的盼望。
And in these infected areas and these cities where they're confined, they also need the hope of eternity.
我们不要只是用我们人的眼光去看待人和事。
Don't just use man's eyes to see or take care of these things.
我们要用主耶稣基督所赐给我们的拯救，和主耶稣基督所赐给我们的平安，和主耶稣基督所赐给我们的盼望，和主耶稣基督所赐给我们的爱，我们要用这样的眼光来看这些人，然后为他们祷告。
So we need to pray for them in the perspective that the peace and the hope and the love that comes from our Lord Jesus.
人的爱和人的慷慨是不够的。
It's not enough to use man's love and care.
就像昨天晚上团契有位弟兄说，我要学习用主耶稣基督所给我的爱去爱人。
Just like what we shared in our fellowship last night, I want to love others with the love that I received from Jesus.
这是很美的一件事情。
That is a very beautiful thing.
那我们共同勉励好吗？
Let us encourage one another.
我们今天要读的经文是在路加福音第十九章。
The passage that we will be reading is from Luke chapter 19.
今天呢，我们还是在我们遇见耶稣的系列当中。
And today we will continue our series Meeting Jesus with Faith.
今天呢，我们讲到的这个题目还挺有趣的。
And today is a very interesting topic.
上桑树找耶稣。
Seeking Jesus from a sycamore tree.
上桑树寻找主。
Seeking Jesus from a sycamore tree.
我们一起来读这段经文好吗？
Let's read this passage together.
哦，在读这段经文之前。
But before we read this passage.
这个故事啊，当我们说一个人是在树上遇见耶稣的时候。
And in this story, when we say that someone met Jesus on a sycamore tree,
如果你是从小在主日学当中长大的，
if you grew up attending Sunday school,
你可能一下就想到在圣经里面最出名一个爬树的人，
you will be reminded of the person in the Bible that is most famous for climbing a tree,
就是一个叫做撒该的人，
and that is Zacchaeus.
这个人要见耶稣，他就爬到树上。
And Zacchaeus wanting to meet Jesus, he climbed up this sycamore tree.
因为这个群众人数太多了，然后他个子又矮，看不见耶稣，所以他要跑到树上。
Because there are so many people in the crowd, surrounding Jesus, he needs to run ahead and climb up this tree.
那主耶稣基督在经过这棵树的时候，他就知道了撒该在这边。
So as Jesus passes by, he sees Zacchaeus.
他就叫了撒该，说撒该你下来。
And he calls out to Zacchaeus to come down.
他说今天我要去你家里面住宿。
And he says, today I am going to visit your home.
然后撒该就欢喜地接待了耶稣。
So then Zacchaeus joyfully received Jesus into his home.
他认识了主。
And he came to know Jesus.
然后主耶稣基督就跟他说。
And then Jesus says to him,
今天救恩要临到这个家中了。
Today salvation has come to this house.
然后耶稣就说，人子来为着就是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Jesus also says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
是一个很动人的故事。
It's a very moving story.
是一个孩子很喜欢听的故事。
It's a story that children love to hear.
但是今天我们要来看神的话语，我们不是只是来看一个故事，听一个故事。
But today, as we read this passage, we're not here to just listen, to a story.
今天我们要去认识的不是只是主耶稣基督在2000年前在世上所发生的一段美丽的故事。
We don't want to just hear about a lovely story, about Jesus.
我们今天借着神的话语，圣经里面的教导，借着圣灵的感动，我们要了解神的心意。
But as we read the story, we need to understand God's heart.
为什么主耶稣基督要这样做？
Why did Jesus behave in this way?
为什么圣灵感动路加把这段经文如此的记载下来？
Why did the Holy Spirit move Luke to write this passage down or record this.
然后今天这些话语对我个人来说，神有他什么样的心意？
And what does this passage have to do with me according to God's heart?
好，我们来读路加福音这第十九章第一到第十节。
So we'll read chapter 19, Luke, from Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10.
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
He entered Jericho and was passing through, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich, and he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way.
第五节，耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你的家里。他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，就私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner.
第八节，撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Verse 8, And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
我们去祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们来到你的面前，我们献上我们的敬拜。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to worship you.
今天是主日。
Today is Sunday.
你的孩子们聚集在一起，主，我们在这主耶稣基督复活的日子，我们在你的面前一起来崇拜你。
And today on Sunday, your children come together to worship you on a day that you resurrected.
我们感谢你，因为你对我们的爱，你拯救了我们。
And because of your love, you've saved us.
我们感谢你，因为你为我们成就的一切，你使我们今天能够坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
And we thank you for all that you have done for us so that now we can blamelessly come before you.
今天我们在亲近你话语的时候。
And today, as we draw near to you and your word,
求主你的圣灵做我们的教师。
May your Holy Spirit be our teacher.
愿我们的心，用我们的心灵，用我们的诚实来献上我们的敬拜。
So that we can worship you in truth and in spirit.
愿你的名能够得着荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们在读这段经文的时候，
So when we read this passage,
很多时候我们并没有了解到这是主耶稣基督将要进入耶路撒冷，将要面对他的钉死和我们的赎罪的伟大的事工成就之前。
And this is the time right before he's about to enter Jerusalem to be crucified.
跟我们一起礼拜六在中文团契里面读路加福音的弟兄姊妹，我们都记得。
And for those of us that have studied in Bible study, the book of Luke in our Chinese fellowship.
耶利哥城是要进入耶路撒冷必经之路。
And Jericho is a city that you must pass on your way as you enter into Jerusalem.
耶利哥在山脚下，耶路撒冷在山顶上。
And Jericho is at the bottom of the hill while Jerusalem is on the top of the hill.
圣经里面告诉我们说，主耶稣基督经过了加利利，经过了撒玛利亚，他因为他定睛专注的就是要往耶路撒冷去。
In the scripture it says Jesus has already passed through Samaria from Galilee, and his eyes are fixed upon entering into the city of Jerusalem.
跟随他的人，许许多多的门徒以为主耶稣基督进到耶路撒冷是因为神国将要降临，主耶稣基督要 变成王了。
And those that were following Jesus had thought thatOnce Jesus enters into Jerusalem, God's kingdom will come down to earth and Jesus will be a king.
只有主耶稣基督自己心里明白，当他进到耶路撒冷的时候。
Only in Jesus' heart, he knows and understands that once he enters into Jerusalem,
他所爱的子民，他神所拣选的犹太人将会背叛他，将会出卖他，将会杀害他。
And his own people, God's chosen people, will betray him and murder him.
他知道他将要因为神对人的爱而献上他自己的生命，受尽这个羞辱。
And because of his love for the people and he wants to save his people, he will have to endure the suffering and the shame.
他知道他所要面对的是十字架。
He knows he's about to face the cross.
但是他从来没有疑虑过，因为他知道这是天父要他走的这条路。
But he knows that that is the path and the will of his Father.
但是当主耶稣基督在经过这个耶利哥城的时候，
But as Jesus was passing through Jericho,
主耶稣基督知道神给了他一个使命。
And Jesus knows thecommission that he has been given.
他个人是很深刻的体会到他有这条路，他有这个目标，他一定要做到。
And he knows that he has this goal and he has to fulfill that goal.
可是他从来就没有忘记他来到世上真正的目的。
But he never forgot what his purpose is on earth.
十九章里面第十节是一个很宝贵的一节经文。
In chapter 19, verse 10, that is a very precious verse.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
主耶稣基督他是神。
Our Lord Jesus, he is God.
他之所以要道成肉身来到这个世上成为人的样式。
And he came in the flesh in the form of a man.
就是为了能够寻找这些失丧的人，并且能够拯救他们。
So that he can seek and save the lost.
所以我们就看见主耶稣基督，虽然他有这个目标，有这个目的，他要往耶路撒冷去。
So we see that he has a goal that he needs to fulfill. So his gaze is fixed upon the city of Jerusalem.
可是主耶稣基督这个爱人的心从来没有衰减过。
But his love, the love in his heart never diminished.
耶利哥城对他来讲只是一个经过的一个城池。
And Jericho is just a city that he will pass through.
但是当他在经过这个城池的时候，他就在寻找那失丧的人，他要拯救那失丧的人。
But as he is passing through, he is seeking to save the lost.
主耶稣基督他的心是多么的乱。
We see that his heart is
it's overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. He's overwhelmed.
明天就要进耶路撒冷。
Tomorrow he will be entering into Jerusalem.
他会被人这个欢呼的迎接，他要骑驴进入耶路撒冷。
And he will be received by the people and enter.With honor on a donkey.
他会到圣殿里面，要赶出在圣殿里面做买卖的人。
And he's going to kick out all the people that are doing business in the temple.
他要与他的门徒有最后的晚餐。
And he will have the last supper with his disciples.
然后他会在犹太人的面前，在罗马的这个官的面前受到审判。
And he will be on trial in front of the Jewish leaders and the Roman governor.
他要被戴荆棘的冠冕，他要被钉死十字架。
And he will put on the crown of thorns and be crucified on the cross.
可是他会复活，然后他会成就救恩。
But he will resurrect on the third day and fulfill salvation.
如果是你我的话，
If it was you or me,
在你人生当中最重要的事情、最重大的事情要发生之前，你心里面是多么的复杂，是多么的乱。
How overwhelmed will you be, in the midst of, needing to about to accomplish this goal that you have?
在主耶稣基督的心中就是如此。
That is how Jesus felt.
但是他从来就没有忘记过神给他的托付。
But he never have forgotten what God has given him as a command.
有一个人他要去拯救。
But there is one person that he needs to save.
从人的角度来看，不应该得救的人，就是主耶稣基督要去爱、要去救的人。
And in man's eyes, the person that should not be saved is the person that Jesus wants to save.
这个人叫做撒该。
That person is Zacchaeus.
我们今天要来多认识一点撒该。
We need to familiarize ourselves with Zacchaeus.
因为你跟我事实上都像撒该。
Because we're all like Zacchaeus.
圣经上面给我们的描述不是很多，但是足够的。
There's not a lot of explanation or recording of Zacchaeus, but it's enough.
这个人他叫做撒该，是做税吏长的，是个财主。
And Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector and was rich.
然后第三节又告诉我们说他是一个矮，他是一个矮的人。
And he is small in stature.
然后呢，圣经也告诉我们说他想要看耶稣。
And it also says that he was seeking to see who Jesus was.
第三节，他要看看耶稣是怎样的人。
He was seeking to see who Jesus was.
事实上原文的翻译，英文翻译的比较好，他不是只是想要去随便看看，他是想要去找寻到耶稣，让他能够看见这个耶稣到底是一个什么样的人。
So it was translated better in the English versions where it explains that he not only just wanted to see what was going on, but he wanted to see who Jesus was.
撒该是一个税吏长。
And he is a chief tax collector.
他不是只是一个税吏。
He's not just a tax collector.
他是众税吏当中的头。
He is the chief of them.
他是一个有领导力的人。
So he was a leader.
他是一个负责任的人。
He was he's responsible.
那你可以说他是一个有某一个程度有野心的人。
Or you can say that he was ambitious.
圣经上面告诉我们说他是一个财主，或是他是一个富有的人。
He's also rich and wealthy.
表示他懂得理财。
That means that he knows how to handle his money.
一个不想要发财的人是永远不会发财的。
Someone that doesn't want to get rich will never be rich.
但是如果你想要发财的话，你努力去经营的话，你总会发点财。
But if you want to be rich and you know how to handle your money, you will get a little bit rich.
我不知道中文发财这个词实在是不太好听。你发财好像是不劳而获而来的财富才叫发财。那圣经上面不是，所以圣经没有讲发财，他就说他是一个财主，他是一个有富，他是一个富有的人。
So he is one that is rich, someone that's rich.
有的时候基督徒怕做富有的人。
Sometimes Christians are afraid to become rich.
因为好像觉得富有的人是不敬虔的人。
Or it almost seems like If you are rich, then you're not spiritual.
事实上不是如此的。
In actuality, that's not true.
穷人可以是敬虔的。
If you're poor, you can be spiritual.
富有的人同样是可以是敬虔的。
Similarly, if you are rich, you can also be spiritual.
换句话说，你不是因为穷，你就是敬虔的人。
So in other words, just because you're poor,doesn't mean that you're spiritual.
那你好好经营你自己的生活，你好好经营你自己的这个财务，好像就不敬虔。
And if you are responsible and are a good steward of your finances, doesn't mean that you're not spiritual.
所以我们不在这上面来批评或者是来考量撒该。
So we won't use use this to criticize or judge Zacchaeus.
但是因为他富有。
Because he is rich,
我们就看得出来他是做事是有条理的人。
That means he is responsible.
他在他管理他的生活的时候，他是一个有目标、有目的的人。
So as he manages his finances, he is someone we can see that he is someone that has a goal and a purpose, and he's ambitious.
你知道我们还在什么事情上面可以看得出来他是一个有目标、有目的，然后会坚持到底的人吗？
Do you know where else we can see that he is also someone that is responsible and ambitious and will do whatever it takes until the end?
他想要去看耶稣。
Because he wanted to see Jesus.
可是他个矮。
But he's small in stature, short.
那你人矮，然后在人群当中，你当然看不见啊。
So if you are short among the crowd, of course you're not able to see much.
可是他一定要见到耶稣。
But he must see Jesus.
所以第四节就告诉我们，他就跑到人群的前头。
So in verse 4, it says that, so he ran on ahead.
然后呢，就找了一棵树，然后他就爬上去。
And he found the sycamore tree and he climbed up.
因为他无论如何都要见到这位耶稣。
Because no matter what, he will do whatever he can to see Jesus.
我常在想，
So oftentimes I would think about
今天我们在这个社会当中
Today as we live in this world
我们是不是在我们的生活上面对自己都有一种期许呢？
Do we have in our own life expectations?
我做事我不是要只是做一个好像一个小小的一个职位。
If I do something, or if I work in a, if I work in the workplace, I don't want to just have a small, to only have a little bit of responsibilities.
我总要有点抱负啊。
I need to have some
ambition.
我
不要只做税吏。
I don't want to just be a tax collector.
我要做税吏长。
I want to be a chief tax collector.
我不要只做一个小职员。
I don't want to just be, have a small role.
我要做一个管，我要做一个经理老板。
I want to become a manager or a boss.
在我们的生活当中，因为我们生活上面的需要，我们都会对我们自己个人家庭的经济或者这个财务，我们要去打理它。
Of course, in our everyday life, taking care of the family, there are certain things that we need to be responsible of.
那如果我好好的做，然后我专心的做，我认真的做，是不是我在人的面前就会有成就呢？
So if I'm diligent and responsible, wouldn't I accomplish certain things before people?
当我在看撒该的时候，
So when I look at Zacchaeus,
我们就发现事实上撒该在人的眼中，从人的角度来看，他就是一个好好的认真做事情的一个人。
So when I see the case in man's perspective, he is someone that is responsible and he's responsible and does things well.
撒该的问题不是在他的生活上面他有什么需要。
So his problem is not that he lacks anything in his life.
撒该的问题是因为他在生活上面他要有的他都够了，可是他生命当中他还是仍然是有空虚的地方。
His problem is, even materially, whatever he lacks, he can get it. But there is still an emptiness in him that he's trying to seek.
撒该有一个大问题。
He has a big problem.
因为在当时的税吏和税吏长都是犹太人。
Because during that time, tax collectors or chief tax collectors, they're all Jewish or Jews.
因为他是在犹太地，所以他是收犹太人的税。
And because he's among the Jews, he is collecting taxes from the Jews.
但是他不是为了犹太国收税，他是为了罗马帝国收税。
But he is not collecting taxes for the Jewish government, but rather it's for the Roman government.
犹太人被罗马帝国统治，没有一个人喜欢罗马。
The Jews were governed by the Roman Empire, and nobody loves, loves the Roman Empire.
没有人，那更没有人喜欢向罗马纳税。
And nobody likes to pay taxes to the Roman Empire.
既然讨厌罗马，讨厌纳税，那这个替罗马收税的人就成为什么？就成为他们恨恶的对象。
Because the Jews hates the Roman government, so the people that collects the tax for the Roman government will become their enemy.
所以撒该这个税吏不但只是税吏，又是税吏长。
So here Zacchaeus is not just a tax collector, but a chief tax collector.
成为他自己的同胞一个恨恶的对象。
So he has become someone that is hated among his own people.
对他们来讲，他们是出卖自己种族的人。
To the Jews, they have betrayed their own people.
那他不但替罗马人做事，他又富足，那就受到人的嫉妒。
So not only does he work for the Roman government, but he is also rich. So it's other people are envious of him.
在圣经里面，我们不能完全看出撒该这个人在品格上面是有特别大的问题。看不出来。
Within this passage, we can't tell if there are any issues or flaws with his character.
他可能只是一个认真做事的人。
He could just be someone that is responsible for his work.
他是一个精明负责任的人。
He is smart and he is responsible.
生活上面算是不愁吃不愁穿。
And in his life, he doesn't lack anything.
房子也够大。
And his house is big enough.
可是他有一个大问题。
But he has a problem.
既然是犹太人。
Because he's a Jew.
可是又是替罗马收税。
But he collects taxes for the Roman government.
所以受到犹太人的嫉妒和恨恶。
So he is hated and he's hated by the Jews.
所以他在犹太人当中不会有朋友。
So that means he has no friends among his own people.
更不用讲有，你就不用讲真心相对，甚至彼此这个表面的这个敷衍的友情，他都不会有的。
So he's not even going to have any superficial friends or relationships among his own people.
虽然他替罗马人做事，
so even though he works for the Roman government,
可是对罗马的人来讲，你们这些受统治的犹太人，你们是我轻蔑的人。
But to the Romans, the Jews are just people that are oppressed by my own government.
是不会，罗马人是不会要来跟这个犹太人有来往的。
And the Romans will not have to do anything with the Jews.
所以他不愁吃不愁穿。
So Zacchaeus doesn't lack anything.
房子够大，应该是可以容纳很多人的。
And he has a big home that can accommodate a large amount of people.
但是他那个大的房子里面永远是冷清的。
But within his big home, there's always an emptiness.
从人的角度，世俗的角度来看，他可能是没有缺乏的。
So from a man's perspective or from the worldly perspective, he may not lack anything.
可是他知道他在他的生命当中，他是空虚的。
But in his life, there is an emptiness.
没有人能够知道他心中的苦闷。
No one can know what he's feeling inside.
只有主耶稣基督知道。
Only the Lord Jesus knows.
撒该这个人啊，他听说过耶稣。
So Zacchaeus has heard of Jesus.
因为这个是耶稣在他传道的三年的末尾了。
Because around this time is towards the end of Jesus' earthly ministry.
他听见过主耶稣基督对人的教导。
So he's heard of Jesus' teaching.
他听见过主耶稣基督的这些神迹奇事。
And he's heard of the miracles performed by Jesus.
甚至就在十九节之前，耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，主耶稣基督当时就医治了一个盲人。
And the chapter before this, Jesus heals a blind beggar.
这个在路边的盲人说，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
And this beggar cried out to him.
1839.
And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me.
他主耶稣就说你要我为你做什么，他说你要让我看见，主耶稣基督就说因为你的信你就可以看见了。
Jesus asked the beggar, what do you want me to do for you? And he says, recover my sight. And Jesus said, because of your faith, you have been healed.
主耶稣基督越靠近耶路撒冷的时候，跟随他的群众就越多。
So the closer Jesus is to Jerusalem, the more people followed him.
因为耶利哥是大城，所以有许许多多路过的这个客旅、商人、朝圣的人不断的经过的时候，他们就会讲耶稣的事。
And because Jericho is a big city, there's a lot of people passing by, merchants or just merchants and people, that just a lot of people passing by, they would bring up the name Jesus and what he has done.
所以撒该他就听闻过有耶稣这样的一个人。
So Zacchaeus has heard of this person, Jesus.
他是一个有智慧的人。
He is someone with knowledge.
他是一个从神那边来的，可能是一个先知。
Jesus, Zacchaeus must have heard Jesus, could be a prophet from God.
他的教导当中有真理。
And in his teaching, there's truth.
人因为遇见了耶稣，生命就有了改变。
And when people meet Jesus, there's a transformation in their life.
所以撒该听多了。
So Zacchaeus has heard of all of these.
他心里面事实上有一些感受。
So in his heart, he is moved.
他说我要来看看这个耶稣，他要经过这里了，我要去看看他。
So because he's heard of all these things of Jesus, as he learns that Jesus is passing by, he needs to go see him.
今天包括我们在座的人。
So today, including all of us,
我们都是听说过耶稣的人。
We've all heard of Jesus.
但是我们听说过耶稣是救主，我们听说过耶稣是神差派来的他的儿子。
We've heard that Jesus is Lord and he's the Son of God.
人说信耶稣能够得永生。
And people say if you believe in Jesus, you'll have eternal life.
人说信耶稣就可以得祝福。
And if you receive Jesus and believe in him, you'll receive blessing.
人说你要到教会里面来啊，你可以认识神，你可以认识耶稣，耶稣是你最好的朋友。
And you should come to church to learn about him. Jesus is your best friend.
所以我们就有这个好像意愿说我要去看看这个耶稣。
So you may have this curiosity in your heart. You want to go see who Jesus is.
弟兄姐妹和朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
很有意思的一件事情。
It's very interesting.
就是就像撒该一样，我们想要去看看，去认识这个耶稣。
Just like Zacchaeus, you want to go see and know who this Jesus is.
真正可贵的是，原来是主耶稣基督在寻找我们。
But what is most precious is that in reality, it's Jesus seeking us.
当一个人有心要来认识耶稣的时候
，When a person in his heart wants to seek Jesus，
我们根本对耶稣的认识不完全
，Our knowledge of Jesus is not even complete，
我们对圣经不了解
，And we don't completely understand the Bible，
我们对神的伟大概念就那么一点点
，And we only have a little bit of understanding of the greatness of God。
可是当我们要来寻找耶稣的时候。
But when we want to seek Jesus,
原来是耶稣看着我们
it's actually Jesus looking at us.
然后喊着我们的名字
and cried out and calls out to us.
他喊着我们的名字
He calls out our name.
他说撒该
He says, calls out Zacchaeus.
你要赶快下来
Hurry and come down.
我今天要去住到你的家里。
For I must stay at your house today.
你有这样的经历吗？
Have you experienced this before?
当一个人要来寻找耶稣的时候，
When someone wants to seek Jesus,
事实上我们看耶稣的时候，有时候我们还有一点距离的在找他。
Sometimes when we are seeking Jesus, we seek him from a distance.
有时候我们说我们要来找神，可是我们还是遮遮掩掩的。
And sometimes when we say we want to seek God, we are hesitant.
撒该要看耶稣 可是他躲在树里面看耶稣。
Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was. He hid himself within the tree.
你知道当亚当跟夏娃犯罪之后
，You know when Adam and Eve committed sin，
他们就遮遮掩掩的来到神的面前。
They hid themselves from the Lord.
因为他们知道他们是有罪的。
Because they know that they have sin.
可是神那个时候就在伊甸园里面，他是不是就在寻找那世上的人呢？
But wasn't God just seeking Adam and Eve or seeking the lost in the garden?
因为神就对他们说，你在哪里？
Because God said, where are you?
你有没有听见过主耶稣基督呼喊你的名字？
Have you heard our Lord Jesus call out your name?
我们的救恩是因为我们是迷失的人。
We have salvation because we're lost.
我们是那失丧的羊。
We're the lost sheep.
我们在这世上我们要寻找的真理，我们要寻找的那种安定，我们找就是找不到。
The truth and the security that we are seeking, we can't find in this world.
但是我们来到主耶稣基督的面前的时候，我们必定听见主耶稣基督呼喊着我们名字说，你来。
But when we are seeking Jesus, we will hear him calling out our name.
因为今天我要到你的家中居住。
Because today I must stay at your house.
撒该听见了主耶稣基督的声音，听见了主耶稣基督的话。
Zacchaeus heard the voice of Jesus and heard his words.
他就马上的反应，而且是完完全全的顺服。他就赶快的下来，然后欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
So he immediately responded. He hurried and came down that tree and received him joyfully.
弟兄姐妹，一个真正得救的信心。
Dear brothers and sisters, those that, a faith that has
that is a genuine
a genuine faith.Those that have genuine faith,
一个真正得救的信心的第一个印证就是对神的话语完全的顺服。
This faith is demonstrated by obedience to God's word.
一个真正得救的信心的第一个印证就是一个人对神话语完全的顺服。
A mark of a genuine faith is demonstrated by complete obedience in God's word.
你看路加这样子清楚地写给我们看。
Luke here records it clearly.
神的话是这么的明确。
It is so clear.
主耶稣说撒该你要赶快下来。
He calls out to Zacchaeus, hurry and come down.
撒该一听见知道这是主在呼喊他，他就急忙地下来。
So Zacchaeus heard it and immediately responds by coming down.
因为他在寻找耶稣，当耶稣寻见他的时候，他心里面是激动的，他心里面是顺服的。
Because he is seeking Jesus himself, and when Jesus calls out to him, he immediately responds.
那主耶稣基督不是只是说你赶快下来啊，听我命令。他说你要赶快下来，因为我要到你家去。
So Jesus not only just commands Zacchaeus to come down from the tree, but he also says, I must stay at your house tonight.
一个这么有名望、这么有身份、这么多群众跟随的一个大伟人、大名人，竟然要到我家里。
And this famous person who is, has so many followers actually wants to come to my house.
这个我听说过了，是能够带来拯救，是神的仆人，是神的先知。他竟然要到我的家中。
And this person that I've heard of, who is a messenger, a prophet, and a servant of God, actually wants to come to my house.
我的家够大，可以接待人，但是总是冷清的。
Even though my house is big enough and can accommodate a lot of people, but it's empty.
我是一个努力工作、认真做事的人，我的人格也不人品也不差，可是就没有人要亲近我。
I am a responsible person. I do things well, but nobody wants to be my friend.
但是主耶稣一说了，他就马上去回应。
But because Jesus commanded, He responds immediately.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个得救的信心。
That is a saving faith.
我们每一个人都是受到神所爱的。
All of us have received God's love.
我们每一个人都是神所造的。
All of us are created by God.
我们每一个人都是天父所爱所造的人。
All of us are loved and created by God the Father.
但是我们都是失丧的人。
But we're all lost.
当主耶稣基督呼喊我们的时候，我们在心灵里面就知道这是神的声音。
So when God calls out to us, we know that that's His voice.
当神的话临到我们，当你读经的时候，当你听到的时候，圣灵借着他的话语在激动我们心的时候，我们就知道这是神的声音。
So when we read or hear God's word and we are moved by the Holy Spirit, we know that that is the voice of God.
但是当神的声音临到你的心中的时候，你是不是就是完全的回应顺服呢？
But when God's word rains upon you and you hear it, do you respond and obey?
一个被神所爱真正得救的人，他是马上的就去回应的。
Someone that has been saved by God and has been called out by God will respond immediately.
一个真正得救的信心的第二个印证，弟兄姐妹。
And the second mark of that faith, a
genuine
faith, 一
个得救的信心第二个印证就是喜乐永留的服事。
The second mark of this genuine faith is demonstrated by having joy in serving the Lord.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们在我们的生活当中，不但是家庭里面或在教会当中的服事，是因为我们在主的里面有喜乐涌流出来，激发我们去做。
So today, in the church, because of the love that we have, in the Lord, that joy should flow out as we serve our Lord.
因为主耶稣基督进入了我的生命，赐给了我这个生命，因为我在他里面得到的喜乐涌流出来，激动我。不得不去服侍他。Because the life that I have today is the life that Jesus gave me, and the joy that overflows from my heart is what motivates me to serve Him. 你看，撒该一认识了耶稣，耶稣说：“我现在要到你家里面来。”他是欢欢喜喜的，就是喜乐涌流的，他要去接待耶稣啊。
Because here we see that the case, because Jesus says, I must stay at your house today, he received him joyfully.
他任何做的一件事情都是兴高采烈的，而且是喜乐涌流的去做，因为爱他的这个主，他虽然不认识，可是他接触到了，然后他说，我要你在我家中。
And this joy you see flows out of him because Jesus wants to stay at his house.
为什么我们在教会里面鼓励弟兄姐妹们服事？
Why is it in our church we encourage brothers and sisters to serve?
因为如果不服事，我们就不懂得主的爱。
Because if you don't serve, you won't understand God's love.
我们如果不服事，我们就没有主所赐给我们的喜乐。
Because if you don't serve, you won't have that joy that's given to us by our God.
但是为什么我们在我们的教会里面，我们不强迫人服事呢？
But in our church, we don't force people to serve.
我们要鼓励弟兄姐妹服事，可是我们不强迫人服事。
We encourage people to serve, but we don't force people to serve.
因为我们所要鼓励的是让你能够经历主耶稣基督的爱，是能够在主耶稣基督里面，你能够经历喜乐。
Because we want to encourage that as you serve the Lord, you canExperience and have that joy in serving.
光做事情是不能引起喜乐的。
Just merely doing a job cannot create joy.
一个说已经认识主耶稣基督得救的人，
someone that says that they have received Jesus and and are saved.
如果没有一颗服事的心，
if they don't have a heart of service,
那就是他不知道他的主是谁。
That means he doesn't know who Jesus is.
一个服事的基督徒如果没有喜乐的服事，
And a serving a Christian that doesn't serve with joy.
那就是那个服侍的人不知道他服侍的对象是谁。
So that means they don't know who they are serving.
主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
他为了爱你爱我，他来到这世上。
And because of his love for us, he came to this earth.
无限的神，无穷的神。
An unlimited, all-powerful God
缩减了自己
limited himself,
把自己变成一个微小的人的样式
came in the form of a limited man,
就是为了要能够替你我为我们的罪在十字架上面死
just so that he can die and give up his life for us on the cross.
然后他应许我们他那复活的能力能够在你我的生命当中能够彰显出来
And that resurrecting power can be manifested in our life.
我原本像撒该一样空虚的身心灵和生命得到神爱的呵护。
I used to be like Zacchaeus, empty, but now I am loved by our Lord Jesus.
当我在服侍主耶稣基督，当我在服侍神的教会，当我在服侍神的子民的时候，我怎么可以不心动？我怎么可以不喜乐？
As I am serving God's people and God's church, how can I not have joy in my heart?
一个真正得救的服事，一个得救人的服事，弟兄姐妹。
A faith that serves the Lord
是一个在心动之后而有的行动。
It is results in action that is motivated by his affection.
I gotta say it with some. Don't give me a hard time. When you are truly saved, your actions must be motivated by your affection. Right? 一个信徒的服事，他所有的行动都是因为他心动之后才展现出来的。
The actions by a genuine believer is always motivated by his affection to the Lord.
有的时候我们服侍
And sometimes when we serve,
我们会觉得疲劳
We may feel tired.
我们会觉得没喜乐
And sometimes we don't have joy.
这是事实
Yeah, that is the truth, the fact.
我也会经历这样的事
Sometimes I experience it myself.
但是弟兄姐妹
But, dear brothers and sisters,
当我们在服事当中
during our service,
没有力气了
we feel weary and there's no more strength left.
没有喜乐
That's when we have no more joy.
那是因为我们已经忘记了我们的服事的对象是我们的主耶稣基督
That is because we have forgotten who we are serving.
我在做事上面认真
I'm responsible and diligent in my work.
我对人，我也是尽心尽力的去对待他们。
And I'm also sincere as I treat other people.
但是我忘了，我的做事，我的待人，都是为了我的主。
But I have forgotten in my work and in my relationship and how I treat people, that is all for the Lord.
我忘记了，是因为主耶稣基督进入了我的心中，主耶稣基督来到了我的家中，所以因为他的能力，因为他的恩典，我才能够走服事的道路。
I have forgotten, it is because Jesus has entered into my life, entered into my house, it is because of that that I can serve him with joy.
撒该就是这样的一个人。
Zacchaeus is like that.
啊，他经历到了主耶稣基督的爱。
He has experienced the love of Jesus.
他没有把圣经从头到尾读过一遍。
He's never read the Bible from beginning to end.
他也没有上过主日学。
He's never been to Sunday school.
他在生命当中从来没有经历过神。
In his life, he's never experienced God before.
但是当他触碰到了主耶稣基督，当他寻求主耶稣基督而被主耶稣基督寻见之后
，But after seeing Jesus and being found by Jesus，
他回应了主
，He responds to Jesus，
他欢欢喜喜的去接待去服侍耶稣
，He joyfully receives and serves Jesus.
然后呢，一个真正得救的信心的第三个印证。
The third mark of genuine faith.
就是一个悔改之后生命上面的见证的呈现。
That mark is a changed life after their repentance.
一个真正得救的信心的第三个印证，就是一个人在悔改之后他生命的见证的呈现。
So the third mark of that genuine faith, that saving faith, is after repentance, there is a visible change in their life.
你看，撒该因为认识了主，第八节他就说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我如果讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。
You see here in verse 8, Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my good I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold.
你知道，你看我说为什么我们没有办法很快的就说，很果武断的说撒该是一个好像没有人品的。
So here is why I can't say that there are any flaws in his character.
他并不是一个讹诈人的人。
He's not a fraud.
我觉得他是一个尽心尽力好好做事的人。
I believe he is someone that is responsible and does his work well.
但是当他认识了主以后，他成了一个谦卑的人。
But after knowing and meeting Jesus, he has become a humble person.
但是我不是说我是专门在讹诈剥削人的一个税吏。
He's not saying that he is a tax collector just the frauds anymore.
但是我不敢说在我的做事当中或我底下的人是不是讹诈过人。
But he is saying, I can't be sure that if I have defrauded anyone by accident or by mistake.
但是若我讹诈了人，我一定还他四倍。
That's why he says, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold.
撒该在这里面的一个改变是一个见证很强烈的一个生命的改变。
Here you see this change in Zacchaeus' life is a powerful testimony.
如果我们往前面看，在路加福音第十八章的时候
，If we look prior to this passage in chapter 18,
十八节到二十七节里面讲到有一个官来问耶稣，怎么样才能够得到永生
？And in verse 18. To verse 30, here a ruler asks Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life.
这个官啊，他就说啊，这个不可以杀人，不可以偷盗，不可以做假见证，要孝敬父母，这些旧约的律法我都守了，我是不是可以进天堂啊？
So this ruler says that I know all the commandments and I've obeyed all the commands. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal. Do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother. I've done all these things. Can I inherit the kingdom of God?
然后在二十二节，主耶稣听见，但是主耶稣跟他说，你缺少一件呢，你要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
In verse 22, Jesus responds and says, one thing you still lack, sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven.And come, follow me.
二十三节，这个官听见了这话，他就忧愁啊，因为他很富足。
But when he heard this rich ruler, when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich.
很多人听到这节经文就说，哇，跟随耶稣真不简单啊。
So when other people read this passage, they might say or think to themselves, wow, it's hard to follow Jesus.
要求太高了。
Standards are too high.
耶稣说你要变卖一切所有的分给穷人。
Jesus says, sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor.
诶，可是我们刚刚在看撒该的时候，他有没有变卖一切分给穷人呢？
Well, when we read about Zacchaeus, did he sell everything that he had to distribute to the poor?
撒该只把他的产业变卖一半分给穷人。
Zacchaeus only said, give half.
诶，可是主耶稣基督听见撒该这样的一个宣告之后，他就说：“今天救恩临到这家中了。”
But when Jesus heard of Zacchaeus' offer, He says today salvation has come to this house.
所以今天你做基督徒到底你要变卖一切呢，还是变卖一半？
So today as Christians, do you give all that you have or give a half?
我看我们当中没有人变卖一切分给穷人来跟随耶稣的。
I don't think there's anyone among us that have given all that they have to distribute to the poor to follow Jesus.
可能我们当中变卖一半分给穷人来跟随耶稣的可能都没有。
Probably not even a half of what we own.
那这什么意思呢？
Well then what does this mean?
因为这个有钱的官啊，这个富有的官，
Because this rich ruler,
他想要靠他的行为得救。
He wants to be saved by his works.
他说你看圣经里面的这一切要求，这些人格的要求，这些律法的要求，我都做到了。
Because he's saying that, look, on my own efforts, I have obeyed all of these commandments and all of these good deeds.
所以我值得进天堂。
So I deserve to go into heaven.
我是一个好人，我是一个有身份的人。
I am a good person. I am one with position.
我是一个很自制的人。
I am a person that has self-control.
我是一个值得敬重的人。
I am someone that should be respected.
所以我应该要进天堂。
So I should be able to enter into heaven.
那主耶稣基督就说，如果你要照这样子的方式，靠着符合律法进天国的话，那你还有一件，你就是要把所有的一切卖掉，然后给穷人，然后你要来跟随我。这是主耶稣基督说照律法你要做到的一切。
But Jesus says, if this is the way that you want to enter into heaven by following the law and the commandments by your own efforts, then you still lack one thing.
可是在撒该是完全不一样的。
But in Zacchaeus' case, it's different.
撒该知道他的一切都是神所赐的。
Because Zacchaeus knows that everything that he has been given by God.
撒该不但他的一切他已经献给神，他自己的生命他已经献给了主。
Because Zacchaeus has already given his life to the Lord.
撒该跟你我一样啊。
Zacchaeus is the same as us.
认真做事，把自己的生活打理好，把自己的财务管理好。
Responsible in his work, and he's a good steward for his finances and everything that he has.
我不是认真负责的做事。
He's responsible in what he does.
可是这一切我所拥有的都是我自己积攒出来的。
But everything that I have earned is all from me.
怎么给得了？
How can I give that away?
我极尽一生的能力就是在这个积攒这些财，不要讲钱财了，就是我的家业。
All of my energy and my efforts were all put into gathering all of this wealth.
那就算不是为我自己而做，我是为我的孩子、我的后代去做的。
Even if it's not for myself, it's for my descendants.
我干嘛给那些穷人？
Why would I give to the poor?
那不认真做事、好吃懒做的穷人。
Or the poor that are lazy, that don't do anything.
可是撒该当他遇见了主之后，他知道这一切，他不需要为自己打算。
Because the case knows after meeting Jesus, he doesn't need to calculate or he doesn't need to plan himself.
一个信徒真正认识耶稣之后，
A genuine believer that has come to know Jesus,
当我们说我们的生命被主耶稣基督得着之后，
When we say that our life has been touched by Jesus,
那不是只是我个人啊，是我生命上面的一切。
It's not justme personally, but everything in my life.
为什么一个真正得救的基督徒可以有平安，可以有满足，可以有喜乐，可以有盼望？
Why is it a true believer can have true peace and hope and security?
因为我的一切都是神的供应。
Because everything that I have is provided by God.
当我够了以后，我可以完全的给出。
Because once I have it, I can freely give it up.
因为他已经属于主了，所以当他说我把我的家业的一切的一半给人，然后如果我做错了任何事情，我宁愿在人的面前我认错，而且我会去补偿他。主耶稣基督就说，这个就叫做真正的信心。
And because Zacchaeus says, half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I defraud anyone, I will give it fourfold. That's why Jesus said, looks at his heart and says, today salvation has come to this house.
他这个真正得救的信心是因为他生命上面的一个呈现，因为他生活方式的改变而能够得到印证的。
Because this is a testimony, a visible testimony of a changed life because of the salvation, because of meeting Jesus and giving his life to Jesus.
你知道一个人的悔改，
You know, a person's repentance
跟一个人的认罪是不同的。
And a person's confession is different.
很多时候我们说认罪悔改，认罪悔改，我们以为的是同样的一件事情。
So a lot of times when we say confess and repent, it may seem as if we're saying the same thing.
完全的不同。
But it's completely different.
认罪只不过是承认自己犯了罪。
Confession is just acknowledging that you have sinned.
可是当你悔改的时候，弟兄姐妹，是你已经在你的思想和你的生活的脚步上面有了一个改变。
But repentance is your mind and your thoughts and your decisions and everything in your life, there's a change.
有一个回转。
There's a turn.
而这个回转不是只是自己在心意上面做了一个转变。
And this turning around is not just a mindset.
你因为心意上面有了转变，你在生活的行为和你的呈现就有一个极度的不同啊。
But because you have this change in your mindset, then your actions and your behavior will also change.
以前我们积极的离神跑得越远越好。
Before we want to stay away from Jesus as far as we can.
你现在转过来，你不得不，你不得不不紧紧的追随神，然后你要跟他寸步不离。
But now, after meeting Jesus, you repent. You want to turn around and you want to follow as closely to Jesus as possible.
你以前就是过一个不敬虔的生活。
So before you lived a life that is ungodly.
可是今天你想，我就是要在神的面前，在人的面前，我要有一个敬虔的样式。
But today, as I live my life before God and before man, I want to live a godly life.
一个真正的悔改是在你的生活上面，是一个有能见的改变。
And a repentant life is a visible sign to others that there is a change.
以前是为自己而活。
Before, I lived for myself.
现在我要为主而活。
Today, I want to live for God.
以前我是跟随这个世界的方式去过生活。
Before, I lived according to the ways of the world.
但是我今天要跟随主过生活。
But today, I want to live according to what God says.
以前是这世俗上面有什么享受，我就在当中取乐。
And if there's any enjoyments or enjoyments in the world, I want to seek after it and experience it.
我就在这个世俗的这些娱乐当中我去享受。
So I want to experience all of these enjoyments, secular enjoyments, I want to be among that.
可是我今天所得到的享受是因为我认识主更深。
But today, the enjoyment and the satisfaction I have is to know the Lord better.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你听见过主耶稣基督的声音吗？
Have you heard the voice of Jesus?
主耶稣说，今天我要到你家里面。
Jesus says, today I want to come to your house.
你本来在找寻我，但是却是我寻找到了你。
You are seeking for me, but in reality, I have found you.
今天因为我进入到你的家中，所以救恩就临到了你的家中。
And today, because I have entered into your house, salvation has come to your house.
你想要来多认识我。
You want to know me more.
你想要来寻找我。
And you want to seek me.
但是是你被我寻见的。
But in reality, it's I have found you.
你是一个失丧的人啊。
You were lost.
你是一个迷失的人。Loss of direction.
You were lost. You had a loss of direction.
可是今天你被我寻到了。
But today, you have been found.
而且今天我拯救了你。
And today, I have saved you.
你是不是听见了主耶稣基督的声音，你就欢欢喜喜的回应？
So if you have heard Jesus' voice, do you respond joyfully?
我相信是的。
I believe so.
你是不是听见主耶稣的心声音，所以你就喜喜乐乐的在服侍神、服侍人呢？
And if you've heard the voice of Jesus, do you serve the church and serve people joyfully?
你是不是因为主耶稣基督慈爱的呼声，而今天在你的生活上面有了这个显而易见的方向的改变呢？
And because you have heard his voice, is that change in your life visible to others?
我们求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
也求主他恩待我们。
And have grace over us.
求主的圣灵不断地激励我们的心啊。
And may the Holy Spirit continue to stir up our hearts.
让我们在生命上面呈现就是那丰富的主耶稣基督的救恩。
So that our life manifests that abundant salvation through Jesus.
让我们每一个人
let every one of us
所拥有的信心
and our faith
都是那真正的得救的信心
is a genuine saving faith.
一起祷告
let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你从来不放弃我们。
We thank you for not giving up on us.
我们感谢你，虽然我们自己努力生活好像是富足有余的人。
And we live as if we are rich and wealthy and have everything.
物质上面可能是丰富的。
Maybe in terms of material things.
可是我们的心里，我们的灵魂，我们是失丧的，我们是空虚的。
But our hearts and our souls are empty and without direction.
但是当我们要来寻找你的时候，
But when we want to seek you,
你就被我们寻见。
We will find you.
并且你呼喊着我们的名字。
And you call out to us.
因为你认识我们。
Because you know us.
因为你爱我们。
And you love us.
你呼喊着我的名字，你说我要到你的家中。
And you call out our name and say to us, you want to enter into our house.
因为你是我所爱的。
Because we are loved by you.
我将要施行拯救。
And Jesus will save us.
求主帮助我们，再次激励我们的心。
May you continue to encourage us and stir us.
让我们回应着你的爱。
So that we can respond to your love.
而在生命上面有呈现。
And that we can show it in our life.
让我们因着被你的爱得着。
And we want to be found by your love.
所以我们心动之后，我们就有行动。
So that through our affection for you motivates our action.
也能够在我们的行动当中，能够真的是经历到你的美好。
And in our actions, may we experience your goodness.
这是你所赐给我们的生命。
That is the life that you have given us.
是丰富的生命。
It is an abundant life.
是美好的生命。
It is a good life.
是能够使人认识你的生命。
It is a life that allows others to see you and know you.
求主你自己坚定你的话语。
May you bless your own word.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.